Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Coco Radio. We are talking about eradicating this bad habit. 想聊聊改掉坏习惯 blaming, 责备也是一种坏习惯。We need to feel in control of our lives in order to be happy, which is why blaming is so incompatible with happiness.When you blame other people or circumstances for the bad things that happen to you, you've decided that you have no control over your life, which is terrible for your mood. 为了快乐，你需要对生活有掌控权。这也就是为什么责备和幸福之间彼此不相容。当你因为坏事发生在自己的身上而责备别人或是环境的时候，就决定了你对生活没有掌控权。这对你的情绪是很糟糕的。当然呢，除了责备以外 ，complaining, 抱怨也是一种坏习惯。Complaining is troubling, as well as the attitude that precedes. Complaining is a self-reinforcing behavior. By constantly talking and therefore thinking about how bad things are, you reaffirm your negative beliefs.
和某一些态度一样，抱怨呢会让人觉得很烦扰。抱怨是一种自我强化的表现，通过不停地说和想事情有多么的坏，你重申了自己的消极信念。
While talking about what bothers you can help you feel better, there is a fine line between complaining being therapeutic and feeling unhappiness. Beyond making you unhappy, complaining drives other people away.Complaining drives other people away.
谈论困扰你的事情可以让你感觉好一些，这和抱怨被治疗有微妙的区别。后者呢，助长了不少快乐。除了让你不开心，抱怨也会让其他人远离你哦。
OK, 其实抱怨多了，并不是一件什么好的事情。That's what we talk about today.
以上就是我们今天想聊的这个小话题。
Eradicate these bad habits, blaming.Complaining,
改掉这些坏习惯，第一是责备，第二是抱怨。如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio, 或者可以关注我的微信公众号至亲爱的自己。同时呢，欢迎你加入全民开口读英语的一个活动。具体的参与方式呢，请关注微信公众号